Narcissus and Echo, narrated by Molly Sperduto. Of all the nymphs of river and wood, a dryad named Echo was the best beloved. She was not only very beautiful and very kind, but she had a haunting musical voice. The other dryads and naiads and creatures of the wood begged her to sing to them and tell them stories, and she did. She was a great favorite of Aphrodite, who used to come all the way from Olympus to chat with Echo and listen to her tales. Being goddess of love, she was especially concerned with gossip, which is mostly about who loves whom and what they're doing about it, and Echo kept her entertained as no one else could. Aphrodite said, "All the world asks me for favors, Echo, but not you. Tell me, is there not someone you would wish to love you? Some man? Boy? God? Just name him, and I will send my son Eros, who will shoot him with his arrow and make him fall madly in love with you." But Echo laughed and said, "Alas, sweet Aphrodite, I have seen no man who pleases me, and gods are too fickle. Man and boy, I look at them all very carefully, but none seems beautiful enough to match my secret dream. When the time comes, I shall ask your help, if it ever comes." "Well, you are lovely enough to demand the best," said Aphrodite. "On the other hand, the best happens only once, and who can wait so long? However, I am always at your service." Now, Echo did not know this, but at that moment, the most beautiful boy in the whole world was lost in that very wood, trying to find his way out. His name was Narcissus, and he was so handsome that he had never been able to speak to any woman except his mother, for any girl who saw him immediately fainted. Of course, this also gave him a very high opinion of himself. And as he went through the woods, he thought, "Oh, how I wish I could find someone as beautiful as I. I will not be friends with anyone less perfect in face or form. Why should I? This leaves me lonely, true, but it's better than lowering myself."